It is the Rhythm of the City, 94.3 WYBC. That was music right there from the legend himself, Big Daddy Kane. I'm Wanda Coppedge. Follow me at Oh That's Wanda. Now, you know, Big Daddy Kane is going to be here up in Hartford on April 14th, along with some other great legends. But speaking in the right now, I happen to have the brother on the phone with me right now, the legend Big Daddy Kane.
How are you?
That's great. It's good to talk to you. I'm a fan. I have to say that first and foremost. I'm an absolute fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. And you're going to be here on the 14th with some other great names are on the bill. Who we got? We got Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Houdini, Chubb Rock, Albie Shore, High Five Force MDs, Sherelle. Now, you can get these tickets at bushnell.org. And later on, I'm going to give you a chance to win. But, Kane, how does it feel to still be booked? Still sell out shows as you, after 30 years, still selling out shows?
Well, I mean, it's cool. You know, I love doing it. I love sharing the stage, you know, with all my peers, you know, cats that I've known for almost 30 years. And it's fun.
You look like you have fun. I had the opportunity of seeing you perform last year. You came to a Connecticut venue. And I'm watching you and enjoying the show. And then when you bust into a split on the stage, I was like, okay, Kane, I see you up there. Does the music keep you young? Is that what it is?
I would like to think so. You know, I mean, I matter of fact, no. I think it's the fans.
The fans.
You know,
keep
I mean, it's just to see, you know, the loyalty of a fan base that appreciates, you know, what they grew up off of, and you know, their love for you know, classic hip hop. You know, it just makes me want to come out on stage and give my all.
Absolutely. And that's what you did. And I'm sure that's what you're going to do on April 14th. Let me
say this
to you. When it comes to hip hop history, you really can't tell the story and tell it accurately. You can't get it right without mentioning your name in the loop somewhere. Big Daddy Kane has to be mentioned in hip hop history. So for you, being here for 30 something years, 30 odd years, what would you say are some of the key components to having such a successful career and the longevity, being relevant for such a long time? What are some of those key components?
I think being relevant, you know, it all comes from just basically being original and trying to be a trendsetter, giving somebody, you know, something new and something innovative that they want to take to, that they appreciate, and somehow it affects them at that point, that certain point in their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, out of the artists that are out right now, who would you say, if you had to choose anybody, who would you say has that something to be relevant 20, 30 years from now?
I kind of see that potential in J. Cole.
J. Cole, nice. I always say J. Cole does not get the love and recognition that he actually deserves.
Yeah. I think that, you know, he's one of those artists that, you know, that's lyrical, but at the same time, you know, he tries to put on a show, and you know, he's conscious, and you know, he tries different things.
Yeah, I think that he's just good overall. He's one of the best on my list, I would say. Let me ask you this now. I'm sure you saw the New Edition miniseries, right?
Absolutely.
So many artists, New Edition, you got Toni Braxton, you have N.W.A. who have done these biopics miniseries and were successful at it, have the opportunity to tell their own story. Can we hip-hop lovers and followers expect that from you? Would you be giving us a Big Daddy Kane story, telling it in your own words?
You can probably expect about 20% of that.
Okay. How so?
We're not going to do a Big Daddy Kane biopic. We're going to do a Juice Crew one,
nice,
which will tell the stories about myself, Biz Markie, Roxanne Shante, MC Shan, Coogee Rap.
Exclusive,
yeah.
Juice Crew, that's coming. Are you already in the works with it? Is it happening?
Yes, that's something that's already in the works.
Nice. I'll look for that one, definitely. Now, social media. Again, you've been around for 30 some odd years, and I'm sure you...
Well, not actually that long, 29, going on 30. This year makes 30.
1 year shy, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've been around for a minute, let's just say that, 29 years, okay. And I'm sure you've seen the music industry kind of change. And
absolutely,
people have now gone the independent route. There's social media. I always ask all the artists that I interview, what do you think of social media as it relates to the artists?
I mean, you know, it has its ups and downs. I mean, I think it's a great way of networking and reaching your fans directly. You know, you can do, I think, a better job than the label does, you know, reaching your fans directly. They have hands-on, I mean, not hands-on, but, you know, you can really talk direct to them as opposed to, you know, hoping that the label marketed something in the right town.
Right.
So I think it has its pluses. But then, you know, it has its bad sides, too, because now, you know, everybody that's bitter and angry and got a complaint, now you got a voice, you know.
Yes, you have that platform to vent, absolutely. Do you think it gives too much access to the artist, from fan to artist?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's totally on the artist, you know, how much you give up.
Yeah, true.
You know, I mean, you know, how much you let them into your personal life. You know, that's really on the artist. You can't really blame a fan about that, you know.
You definitely sound like a smooth operator right now on this phone. I just wanted to put that in there real quick. Now, speaking of social media, I took the liberty. I have my own social media platform, and I asked some of my followers. I told them I'm going to be speaking to you, and I wanted to give them their own opportunity to ask you whatever they want to ask, if that's cool with you.
Absolutely.
All right.
You know, I'm Big Daddy Kane on Twitter, at Big Daddy Kane on Twitter, and Official Big Daddy Kane on Instagram and Facebook. And if you're trying to find out any concert dates, I keep my schedule on my website, BigDaddyKane.com.
So you know I'm going to follow you after this, right? You just put it out there
cool.
For the world. I'm going to be following you. All right, let's get into these questions. At DJ Platinum wants to know, who are your top five artists, hip-hop artists of all time?
Of all time? I'd probably say myself, KRS, Rakim, Nas, and yeah. G-Rap.
Very, very nice. Notice you didn't say any present-day artists in that list at all.
I mean, it's no disrespect to them. It's you know, it's just my personal favorites.
I got you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I may not be in any of their lists.
And that is what I asked you. What are your top five? So.
Yeah.
Aries 49ers, a.k.a. Tanya, my neighbor, she wants to let you know that she's your number one fan. And what is the craziest thing a fan has ever done to you while on tour?
Oh, I'm not telling that.
That's a secret. You can't let that out.
I've messed around and get you fired, girl.
All right, well, let's save that one for another day. I need my job.
Yeah.
Battle rapping. Do you think the essence of battle rapping, the legacy, is a thing of the past with the current state of hip-hop?
I think our way of battle rapping is a thing of the past because now you have so many incredible battle rappers out there, like Goods the Animal, Loaded Lux, Conceited, A-Verb, all these guys, but their method is more in a spoken word fashion rather than just the way we did it. But they are incredible. I mean, they're out there, you know, in the underground circuit. In the mainstream, yeah, I think it's a thing of the past. You know, when I look at the little thing between, like, Nicki and Remy Ma.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, battle rap, I would say mainstream is probably a thing of the past.
So are you trying to say the Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma current situation is just not battle rapping? Is it just regular beef?
No. I mean, Remy's song, Sheetha, was a battle rap song.
She went in, yes.
I think she went hard.
Right.
But I mean, you know, but Nicki's response was pretty much a song. It wasn't real. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, like when Light did 10% diss,
yeah.
She didn't feature Milk and Giz on it. You know,
no shade. I understand.
You know, I mean, it was just her going at Antoinette.
Gotcha.
It was Light going at Antoinette. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's I don't really understand like how you can feature other artists in a battle.
So for the listeners that don't know, when Nicki Minaj came back with her song, she featured her brothers, air quotes, Drake and Lil Wayne on it. And you're saying that that's not necessary when you're doing battle rap. It's me and you. That's that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, when you watch a boxing match, you know, the only other person in the ring is the referee.
True. True story.
You know?
I respect that. I'm going to ask you the next question. What is your favorite song, Big Daddy Kane song, to perform live?
Set It Off. Set It Off.
All right.
That's always been my favorite. I don't know. It's just something about that song to always give me energy. Like if my back is hurting or if I'm tired or just in a funky mood, you know, as soon as I start rapping that song, everything's back to normal.
Well, you are going to Set It Off on April 14th. If you want to see him perform this song, and I know you do, you have an opportunity right now. I'm giving it to you. You can text me. Text the word DECADE to 88474. It's going to be April 14th. It's Back to the 80s. Dougie Fresh, Albie Shore, Chubb Rock, Houdini, High Five, Force MD, Slick Rick, Sherelle, and this man on the phone, Big Daddy Kane. Man, I'm such a fan. My brother's probably somewhere going sick right now because we Saturday mornings in the house with Big Daddy Kane is popping. It's just what it is. So I thank you so much for calling in. Give us your social media one more time so we can follow you.
That's at Big Daddy Kane on Twitter and Official Big Daddy Kane on Instagram and Facebook.
That's what it is. It is the Evening Jam, Big Daddy Kane right here. April 14th, Bushnell. If you don't win them right now by texting, go to bushnell.org, and we want to see you at the show. And let's get back into this music. It's the Evening Jam.